Carousel Radio presents
Bite Size.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here today, Luke?
Well, I'm Luke, and what I'm doing is I'm just hiding out here in another voice conference and just having fun.
So what's your top goal for the future, Luke?
My top goal is to become a songwriter, you know, writing song for celebrities and yeah.
So what sort of music would you write, Luke?
Well, I like music like country rock, rock and roll. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How will that be easier for people with learning disability in the future?
It would be easier if they can understand them, see how they feel, what their opinion is, and I hope to speak out for them, to support them.
My name is Chloe, and I'm here today on the Learning Disability Voices Network.
So what do you think life for people with a learning disability will be like in the future, then?
I think that if people, you know, just stood and took stand and listened to what we hopefully put out there, the future should be a better place. And also, I'm hoping to start up my own football club, i.e. Transgender and Learning Disability Football Club, because a lot of people don't think that people with transgender and learning disabilities can play football, but we can. Because I've done, with Albion and the community, a level one and a level two coaching course. It's called the Sports Leadership course, and they really, really helped. I've got a mild learning difficulty. I don't know how to spell most things. So, yeah, it really helped, and I just want to be there and start up and own my own football team and hopefully put it out there and show people we are there and we can help.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here today, Phil?
I'm 22 and I work at St. John's. I'm a learner at St. John's and I'm here to enjoy myself and just enjoy the company of all these people.
What's your top goal for the future, Phil?
To be a vet.
What sort of animals are you looking after? Are you going to look after some animals?
Yeah, all sorts. Fish, dogs, cats.
Yeah.
Every animal that you find in a farm or a pet shop.
Even the rabbits?
Yeah.
So what do you think life for people with a learning disability will be like in the future, Philip?
Good. It should be easier and more simple. People with learning disabilities sometimes get bullied in schools and out in the public, but being disabled isn't a bad thing. It makes you yourself and it makes you unique and stand out in a crowd.
I'm Ben. The top goal for the future is like it happens in the music and the concert when it happens, like in a parade, and it is.
So what sort of instrument do you play in that sort of duo or band?
Well, I was doing the bass drums.
What are your other ambitions for the future, Ben, as a band?
Ollie or Tim will let me make music like grandpapa music, and if we're in the summer season, it's about singing, we do like to be beside the seaside.
My name's Anthony. My favourite myself, I like doing like hobbies wise, I like doing artwork, I like watching movies, and I'm really good at doing office work and all that.
What's your top goal for the future, Anthony?
Working at Odeon, working in the tail, working in Chips' room, keen in the cinema.
What do you think life for people with a learning disability will be like in the future, Anthony?
More help and more people start to support them. It's help people who can't speak properly, help people to speak better and clearly.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.